Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. You may have heard about the protest today, or a supposed protest at East Lansing High School. The idea being that homosexuality was being punished by God, and that was causing a lot of American troops to be killed. Obviously, there has been a counter protest to that, and I want to welcome in right now Kevin Flurry, who was there on Abbott Road today, a little bit away from the high school. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And yourself, Jack?
Just fine. First of all, what do you know about the church group and what their protest or statement was supposed to be and what it was?
Yeah, definitely. Well, they're a very interesting group. My understanding, it's a group of about 70 people from a small congregation in Kansas that are essentially a hate group. They, like you said a minute ago, they believe that that the United States is what they call a faggot nation, and their message is that God is punishing us for being accepting of homosexuals.
Westboro Baptist Church, supposedly there were three people and they were caged off. None of the media could get to them. Well, we made an effort, and I'm sure a lot of other media organizations did, but we're not quite done with this story. And we're going to find someone from Westboro Baptist Church if we have to call everyone who's a member. In the meantime, I want to know about the protest or the counter demonstration and what that turned out to be today.
Yeah, well, there were two groups. There was one group that lined Abbott Road, which is very the point of that was to be very peaceful and just to not have any conflict with the Westboro Baptist Church. But then there was also a rather large group that assembled at East Lansing High School around the time that school was to let out, and just promoted the message of peace and love. The accepting nature of just, I guess, humanity was their message. They were obviously people, you know, preaching religious acceptance, and also people just kind of being absurd and funny in attempts to make the message of the Westboro Baptist Church seem just as absurd.
You can get into a pretty interesting philosophical debate about homosexuality, and we have heard all different slants on that, but the idea of U.S. servicemen being killed as punishment from God seems a little bit bizarre to me. I guess the reaction from the counter-protest was that no hate in our state.
Yeah, definitely. That was absolutely the message being portrayed there today. You saw all kinds of really awesome signs about, you know, God loves, I'm standing on the side of love. And then there were also a decent number of servicemen and women that were there joining and supporting the protesters and supporting the counter-presence against the Westboro Baptist Church. And also just, you know, making sure that the message that was being heard by the high schoolers as they were leaving class for the day wasn't one of hate, that there were also those there preaching love and acceptance.
How many servicemen or military personnel would you guess, Kevin, were there today?
Oh, gosh, I saw at least, I'd say probably at least 20 people in uniform just at the high school alone.
Were you surprised that the Westboro protest was not bigger, not more effective, better attended, that it wasn't more than it turned out to be?
Are you talking about as far as the Westboro presence?
Yes, the Westboro Baptist Church.
No, I had heard that
they sounded like a man, a wife, and a kid to me.
Yeah, it was a man, a wife, and a kid. Well, we weren't sure if the kid was actually just a smaller adult or not. We couldn't tell. Some people say that it was just a shorter lady, and we weren't very sure But yeah, definitely only three people there. From what I had heard about the Westboro protests, there's just a small number that generally attends them. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way they get their funding a lot of times is from the lawsuits of people that assault them while they're protesting. So they don't have a whole lot of money to travel around the country and attend these these protests. So
then they didn't get anything today, right? Because there was no assault.
Correct. Thankfully, yeah, that was really great to see that that people didn't let the message that Westboro was broadcasting upset them to the point of a physical confrontation, because that essentially when that happens they win, and it allows them to continue spreading their message of hate.
It sounded to me that the East Lansing police and security there very prepared, had done a very good job of protecting them and preventing any sort of an incident from escalating. But I would think that would be counterproductive for your group, Equality Michigan, any of the peace groups and those that were trying to present opposite information, especially to the East Lansing High School students.
Well, I think that, my hands are definitely in praise of East Lansing Police Department and the other departments present there. I know Acting Chief Liebler has got a great amount of experience with the riot scene. So I think that they definitely utilize the information and the resources they have to make sure that Westboro Baptist Church was protected to prevent potential lawsuits from people getting in physical altercations. As far as their presence being counterproductive, I didn't necessarily feel that way. I thought that it was necessary for them to be there to ensure that it was a peaceful demonstration.
Kevin Fleury, our guest, and he was there for a counter protest, the Westboro Baptist Church group. And if that was not a child, if it was a diminutive woman, I apologize. The Unity in Our Community rally today, and we are talking about that. Would you guess that East Lansing may have been targeted or spotlighted because of the burning of the Koran or anything else that has happened this year that would reflect negatively on this community?
You know, I'm not 100% sure why East Lansing was targeted. I know that in Westboro's church press release, they spoke about the accepting nature of the East Lansing schools, and that East Lansing schools and communities embrace different cultures and different sexual orientations. And I believe at one point in their press release, they also said it facilitated sexual depravity.
Yes.
All sorts of things. I'm not 100% sure why East Lansing was targeted. Mm-hmm. There's really not always, I mean, it'd be different if we were dealing with a logical group that, you know, had a logical message that they were trying to get out. But when you're dealing with such madness, I guess it's hard to speculate why they do what they do. And
I think I know why East Lansing was targeted, actually, and I didn't at first. It's because they are part of a presentation at Michigan State University. And there is an airing a discourse there. And while they were here, they decided that they were going to try to get their word out and get publicity. And a very, very difficult situation for us in the media, because obviously if it's a news event, we want to cover it. We don't want to give people publicity that is not deserved. And in many cases, you wonder whether exposing ideas and having this kind of a discussion is positive or negative. But had I known that it was going to be what it turned out to be, I probably would have gone a different direction on this. But congratulations to you and all the peaceful protesters today on Abbott Road and outside East Lansing High School who were there and their feelings heard, and let people get a little bit different look at this community.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. Thanks so much for having me.
Kevin Fleury talking about the Unity in Our Community counter demonstration to the Westboro Baptist 3.